went off. We might not have recorded any of that. That happens. So, but here we are. I yearned to connect more deeply, to give love, feel love. I have instead spent years of developing, elaborating fantasies and behaviors to protect me from the world, not fully recognizing the limit and the cost of my relative safety. I'm going to read that again. I yearn, my friend says, to connect more deeply, to give love and to feel love, just like us. I have instead, she says, spent years of developing elaborate fantasies and behaviors to protect me from the world, not fully recognizing the limits and the cost of my relative safety, just like me. Now, as I bring greater attention to my body and my mind, I see that I am standing at the edge of a cliff, waiting to jump off to a fuller awareness and presence in my life. Nourishment is a safety net, that harness, that safety net, that makes moments of cliff jumping and flying possible. Did you get it? Yeah. One more time. I yearn to connect more deeply, to give love, to feel love. I have instead spent years of developing elaborate fantasies and behaviors to protect me from the world and not fully recognizing the limits and the cost of my relative safety. Now, as I bring greater attention to my body and mind, I see that I am standing at the edge of a cliff, waiting to jump off to a fuller awareness and presence in my life. Nourishment is a safety net, that net, the harness, that makes moments of cliff jumping and flying possible. It is doing it that's the nourishment. So what I'd like you to discuss, if you don't mind, is that what is possible for all of us in this room, right here, right now, that all of this is possible for us in this room right now, that each of you hold the possibility of being fully awakened people, basically, fully connected people. It doesn't require any sort of deep discipline any more than paying attention and having a very gentle capacity, a sort of gentle presence with what you discover about yourself. It doesn't take any more than to pause, to gently reflect, and to connect. And after thousands of years of every wisdom tradition, Christianity, Muslims, Buddhists, all of them, Judaity, all of them, after thousands of years of every wisdom tradition telling us this, it is still an idea worth repeating. And doing, don't you think? This information is not news. This is not new. Every tradition has invited us, and it is still as relevant today as it was in ancient times. And it is still a worthwhile idea to spread, the idea of connecting. In discussion, what I'd like you to discuss, what did you hear this morning that you want to cultivate Is there anything that you heard that was meaningful to you? And you're going to take the time. So if there's three of you, you have to divide up the time. There's 20 minutes right now. So let's say 15 minutes. So 5 minutes each. So those of you in twos, you get a little bit more time. I really want you to go into a discussion, right? So one person might say what was meaningful. The other person will say what there's meaningful. If there's three, the third person says. And then I'd like you to really discuss. Take the time to listen and chat about what it was that you heard was meaningful to each other. Does that seem straightforward enough? Please don't waste any more time.